From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian ceasefire continues to hold. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before resuming the Syrian peace process. Staffan de Mistura asked for a delay from March 7th to March 9th to allow the cessation of hostilities in effect since last Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now in its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment. And we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said yesterday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope and he will do his part to make it work. But the opposition says that Damascus has breached the ceasefire repeatedly, a charge that it denies. Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decrease in violence, but adds that the challenge is using to the lull to get desperately needed humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
It's not enough to say that the cessation of violence is the fact is how much of this would translate in allowing access and mobility of our teams within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, reaffirmed in a phone conversation Tuesday the importance of close coordination to keep the truce intact. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi has challenged the February 18th re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, saying the results should be nullified over widespread voting irregularities. His Go Forward party filed the petition in the country's Supreme Court. Mr. Museveni, in power since 1986, was declared the winner in the most recent election. This is VOA.